Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Wednesday, the 26th of January. The sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. Planets are saying...
Chug, chug, plunk.
Uh-oh. Planets.
They're assorted.
And?
The planets are attempting to draw inefficient patterns, arrangements, or setups to your attention, in addition to providing slightly unorthodox or innovative methods for handling them. Your assignment? Be disciplined about maintaining a sufficiently open mind so that this information can filter through. It will be exponentially easier to proceed if you aren't devoted to maintaining a status quo, which is fraying around the edges, moth-eaten, or making ominous creaking noises. Moreover, if you are in the process of molding Icarus wings or rewriting code to improve the performance of your flying pig, which up until now has done precious little except lie there inert, despite your efforts to revive or launch him or it, take five. And having done so, ask yourself whether forging ahead is actually the best in this case being defined as most efficient way to go. Speaking of which, strategy suggestion, try to avoid volunteering to be the all-purpose go-to fix-it guy, especially as an automatic reflex action. According to Common Report, there is more to life than facilitating others' affairs, especially if, as is so often the case, this entails leaving yours to languish whilst you go off to tend to theirs.
Yeah, signs particularly affected by these assorted planets.
Aquarius, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio.
And if one's birthday, 26th of January.
Ixnay on using elderly habits, patterns, or routines to inform your actions this year. For example, if your communications with your current boss or lover are decent and he or she appears to understand you, but your interactions with your previous boss or lover were positively nightmarish, treat your current boss or lover as who they are instead of scrutinizing their every comment for proof they are actually reincarnations of their predecessors.
Oh, always good advice. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.